Good evening. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. Denver's mayor says the city's response to migrant arrivals will cost about 10% of this year's budget. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports Mayor Mike Johnston asked city agencies to cut costs for 2024.
The city has not specified what programs or services could be cut. A spokesperson says they don't anticipate layoffs, but there's a potential of a hiring freeze for non-essential positions. The city is sheltering more than 4,700 migrants, and hundreds are arriving every week. Denver is struggling to pay for the needed aid, so the city has two choices: find money or begin to shut down shelters and put thousands of migrants on the streets. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
If you fish in a few bodies of water in Colorado, you'll know soon whether fish found there have forever chemicals. Those chemicals don't break down in the environment and accumulate in soil, water, fish, and our bodies. State toxicologist Christy Richardson says drinking water is already being tested. Richardson says a warning will go out if the chemicals are found in fish above certain levels.
The concern here would be if the fish have really high levels of PFAS, then we want to make sure that we're giving people advice so that they don't eat too many of those fish.
Fish were tested at Barr, Chatfield, Corn, and Runyon Lakes, as well as Gypsum Ponds and Vega Reservoir. Results are expected at the start of next year. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That's coming your way next, followed by Fresh Air Tonight at 8 on KRCC and CPR News.